This is Good Together, the podcast that inspires you to create change in the world every day. I'm your host, Laura Alexander Wittig, CEO and founder of Brightly, the number one destination for conscious consumers around the world. At Good Together, we value the planet over perfection and believe that you can make positive things happen for the planet every day by being a conscious consumer and an informed citizen. Listen in as I chat with various experts about living and consuming responsibly.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Good Together listeners, I am thrilled to have this episode today because everybody, I feel like, is a fan of Peanuts. I mean, who can't be? I mean, whether we're talking about Snoopy, Charlie Brown, or Lucy. And so in celebration of Earth Month and Peanuts Take Care Initiative, Brightly and Good Together have partnered with Peanuts to spread awareness of Charles Schulz's messages, including care for the Earth. And so I am so excited to report that this partnership includes a lot of things in addition to a capsule collection of sustainable products between the two brands. So to kick things off, I'd really love to welcome one of Peanuts' very own to the podcast. Melissa Menta is the Senior Vice President of Marketing and Communications. Welcome, Melissa, and I'd love for you to introduce yourself to the audience.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here. I love doing podcasts and I love this one especially. I'm Melissa Menta. I've been working for Peanuts for a very long time, over 20 years. And it's an amazing brand and I'm so lucky to get to work on Charles Schulz's genius work. And it's just an honor to be here.
Oh, well, the pleasure is all ours. And I'd love to, you know, kick off the conversation by talking about the Take Care Initiative from Peanuts. And I'd love to know a little bit more about, you know, when Take Care kind of became a thing in your team and for Peanuts. And I'm also curious to know, you know, if you can tell us a little bit more about what the initiative is about.
Sure. So believe it or not, the Peanuts Worldwide team came up with the program Take Care with Peanuts, which is take care of yourself, take care of others, and take care of the earth, long before anybody had ever heard of the word coronavirus. We came up with the project idea in 2019, and it really stemmed from our partners like you and our partners around the world, saying that we needed to be more mindful and we also really needed to do something about the environment. And so the team came up with Take Care with Peanuts. We launched it in 2020. I think most people thought we launched it because of the pandemic, but that's actually not true.
there you go.
And we've been partnering with different organizations to do all of the things that Take Care sets out to. So we have a partnership with the Arbor Day Foundation, where we're planting trees around the world. I believe in every continent we are planting trees with the exception of Antarctica. And we are creating hospital murals also around the world in every continent with the exception of Antarctica, although I really, really wanted to do it in Antarctica too. We couldn't make it happen.
Wow.
The Red Cross is working with Snoopy to help get people to give blood, which is helping others. So we just have a lot of different programs around the world. I could go on. There's different ones in different territories. But it's really been just a wonderful experience for the Peanuts team. And I know the Peanuts partners that we're working with are really getting behind it. And part of that is because it's so genuine and true to the comic strip that Charles Schulz created. He wrote 18,000 strips. It's the longest novel ever written. And if you want to look for Arbor Day references and inspiration, it's in the strip. And that's what makes it so genuine and real.
That's awesome. Yeah, I of course grew up reading Peanuts like most people did. And it was very much a, you know, part of my childhood. And the one thing I thought was really exciting to see was the breadth of the Take Care campaign, like you mentioned. So when we first connected with your team, it was fascinating to me to know that not only was this, was the Take Care campaign, you know, focusing on, you know, obviously earth-friendly activities for Earth Day and Earth Month, but that you do all sorts of other things, you know, like you just mentioned, you know, working with the Red Cross. And I think, you know, from my perspective, I didn't notice it really in the comics, but it's possible it was because Charles Schulz did such a good job at, like, you know, sliding it in. I'm curious, was that one of his goals?
I don't know if that was one of his goals. My guess is it was probably just part of his personality and how he thought about the strip. I was, before we started recording today, I was looking through different strips and I found one that was amazing. It was Charlie Brown bit a tree and the EPA wrote him a letter and told him he was in trouble for biting a tree. And it's just this series of strips where they're talking about the fact that Charlie Brown is biting a tree, but the subtle implication is that's bad for the environment.
And interesting.
And it's like really, really, it's true to Charles Schulz that he always had some way of communicating messages without it being offensive or with it being true and genuine. It's sort of similar to how he introduced Franklin into the strip as well. That's a long story, but it's an amazing one.
Yeah. I mean, I love that he was able to, speak on an issue that was important, to be spoken on and do it in a way that was a little humorous and obviously like not a big departure from, you know, the way the rest of, you know, the strip would go. So that's so interesting. And so that kind of leads me to my next question, which was, you know, as we think about the Take Care campaign, I'm curious to know what you think around how certain characters like Snoopy, Charlie Brown, et cetera, play into the messages of caring for the earth. Like, are there, you know, is there maybe like one of the characters of the gang that like really seems to be super earth friendly?
I mean, I think the obvious answer, I can tell you examples of Snoopy, but I actually think the character that was the most interested in saving the earth is probably Lucy. And Lucy planted a vegetable garden within the strip. She also, in one of the recent specials that surrounded Earth Day, was very upset with the baseball team for playing baseball on the field because she wanted to protect a dandelion. So I would say Lucy, but then one of the most popular selling t-shirts that we've had through the years is Snoopy lying on top of the earth. And it says, save the earth.
Yes. So I know which one you're talking about.
Yeah. It's very iconic. So I think you could probably find an example for the other characters, but I'm going to go with Lucy.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, I love that because, you know, Lucy, I don't feel like gets enough love. You know, I feel like they always have her show, you know, she's sometimes kind of grumpy.
She is a little crabby and bossy. And yeah, so that's a nice side of Lucy.
There we go. I love that. And so, you know, one thing that's been really exciting for us as we've thought about partnering, I mean, so, you know, at Good Together and Brightly, we're always excited to, you know, partner up with like-minded brands to help amplify some of our messages around accessible sustainability and, you know, really action-oriented, you know, pieces and advice that we like to give to people. So, you know, I'm curious to know, like, when we first reached out and wanted to meet, curious to know about how the Peanuts team responded to the potential of working with Brightly.
Well, I would have to say that you brightly reaching out to Peanuts was sort of perfect and exciting because it clearly, your mission falls within our Take Care with Peanuts mission. And so it's really exciting to be partnering with you on this because it's, well, first of all, the product line looks amazing. I can't wait to see it in real life. The answer is that we were very happy to hear from you.
Well, I mean, it was such a cool, cool connection just because I've seen some of the amazing, collaborations that Peanuts has done in the past with other brands. And so that's been exciting, but also, yes, I did really feel like we were super aligned. And I guess speaking of, the products, one thing that I wanted to mention before we started talking about them, because I'm super excited about them as well, was, when we thought about, okay, what are some of the ways we can partner? Obviously, marketing and kind of traditional like digital amplification was a big part of what we wanted to do with your team. But the other thing was at Brightly, we do focus on the creation of products that help people live more sustainable lives in really easy, accessible ways. And so rather than us just like coming together and saying, okay, let's like create some merch, some t-shirts or hats, which there's nothing the matter with that. And as a matter of fact, like I love that stuff. But we thought, okay, how can we make products together that are going to help people with some of these sustainability problems? And so that was kind of where our teams, I think started from the brainstorming perspective. And then the next thing that I'll say that we started to brainstorm on was how we could get our, thought process around actionable steps for people to take to go into a product. And so that was something that the team and I spent we had a lot of fun brainstorming. And really what we came up with was the concept of badges for eco activities. So were you a Girl Scout, Melissa? I certainly was.
I have to say I actually was not.
Okay.
I know. Maybe it's because I'm from Northern California and I didn't have any friends who did it. But
that's so funny.
I know. I feel like I'm odd man out.
but you're familiar with it, of course.
But I'm very
right?
familiar with badges and obviously our Take Care badges and our Beagle Scout badges are perfect for Brightly as well.
Absolutely. So we kind of aligned on this concept of badges. So like merit badges. So let's say you brought a reusable coffee cup or you brought your bags with you to the store. We try to think through some of these like very low lift type activities that we do every day and activities that we like to encourage everyone to do. And so what we did was, whether we're talking about picking up litter or, I ate all the leftovers to fight food waste, we created these little merit badges to help people get excited about doing some of those actions. And so like, first off, we've got those badges. And then, we also took that concept a step further and made a print out of the badges. So it's not just when we talk about some of the products that we have, we're not just talking about, just the characters on them. A lot of them actually have the concept of the action. And so, I mean, you've probably seen it all, Melissa, like curious to know about like how your team reacted to that initial thought process and sort of what excites you about the creative behind the campaign?
Well, it's funny that you asked that because I always say, people ask me why Peanuts does well on social media. And my answer is the comic strip was almost social media before its time, right? It's small bite-sized messages that you grab in the morning and you take with you. And that's exactly why Instagram and Facebook do so well for Peanuts because we have these bite-sized messages. So the badges are even a further extension of that, which is even shorter messages, but it's so genuine to Peanuts. So it's really exciting to hear how Brightly and Peanuts are so aligned in like their messaging. And so I am thrilled about the badges.
Yes. I mean, and it was just so, so fun to come up with those. And we, we also tried to get a little creative. We didn't want to do the every classic thing that you're familiar with, but we did put some, we put some of those classic actions in there as well. So talking a little bit more about some of the products that we're going to have, because people might be interested in that. So if you go to brightly.eco/peanuts, you're going to be able to see our full capsule collection. But a few of the products that we have, and, you know, would love to hear, you know, if you have experience with any of these, Melissa, but even if not, like maybe if there's a few that you are excited to grab. I mean, so first off, we have our pop-up sponges, which are kind of interesting. They start off, I mean, it's 100% cellulose, and they're biodegradable, but when they get shipped to you, they're like these little cardboard looking things almost. They're flat and they're really dry and almost like a cracker. But when you, you know, put water on them, they expand and it's so fun. Kids love them. And so we have these characters, that the classic characters, Snoopy, Charlie Brown, et cetera. But I mean, are you a sponge person? Well, listen, I'm curious. Like, I mean, I kind of am and I kind of am not, like, but once we launch these, my daughter, my toddler loves them.
I'm definitely a sponge person, and I like those Swedish hand rags that, yes, that also do that.
Yeah,
that's my thing. I only use those, so I will be looking for samples. We have a famous closet in our office, which has our samples. I will be scouring the closet for the sponges. If not, I will be buying them myself.
They're
so adorable. I looked at the designs. They're great.
Oh, I love that. Thank you. And then, you know, on the topic of cleaning, so we, on the topic actually of the Swedish dishcloth, like Melissa just mentioned, we are also going to be releasing a special edition of our wishcloth. And so our wishcloth is our Brightly product that is the combination of a Swedish dishcloth and a greeting card. And so it's an eco alternative, I'd say, to traditional greeting cards, which, you know, we love, but oftentimes they get tossed in the trash after they've sat on your, you know, desk for a while. And actually one card, one wishcloth actually replaces 17 rolls of paper towels, and it can be composted. And so the design on this one, we love, it says Earth Day every day. And the, hero image, is the gang kind of walking, almost looks like they're on Abbey Road. It's so cute. And I'm always curious to know too about, so we actually, listeners, so you're familiar with the process. Melissa and her team actually gave us, access to the entire vault, of Peanuts, past comic strips and also just general characters. And that was so much fun and actually sometimes overwhelming just because there was so much there. But, you know, one thing that really surprised me in a good way was, you know, your team is so flexible and really has allowed artists over time to take their own spin on what the gang is doing. And so I'm curious to know how your team talks about that. Like, how do you ensure, like, that, you know, Snoopy and the gang are still doing things in character while they're also taking a more modern approach to life?
Again, I think it's a testament to Charles Schulz because there really isn't any new take. So, for example, working with Arbor Day and planting trees, it's in the strip. So I think, you know, the number one rule that we don't allow where we aren't flexible is we don't want you to redraw the characters because we want it to be in the line of Charles Schulz. But aside from that, pretty much every scenario that people come to us about, it's happened. It's in the strip. For example, we did a public art project several years ago, and, you know, there's plenty of comic strips about fine art that really made sense for the project. We work with NASA on a regular basis because of our long history with NASA, and there's plenty of comic strips where Snoopy's on the moon. So it's like a pleasure, because we are able to say yes. But again, I give credit to Charles Schulz for creating a body of work that allows that flexibility.
Yeah. I mean, I love that you're right. It's not a departure from what he was originally intending. And I think that's something that I've always been curious about too, which is once an artist is no longer with us, how do you know, the folks that are left in charge to keep up the name and the art, how do they allow that to stay relevant? And so I'm sure it's just makes things so much easier that's already in your DNA, right?
It's people say, how do you keep Peanuts relevant? It's, you know, turning 73 this year. And again, it's just 18,000 strips on almost every single topic. It's like, it's a blast. I've worked on the brand for so long and I've gotten to do so many different things. I just was down at NASA picking up the Snoopy that went on the Artemis 1 spacecraft around the moon. And I literally got to pick him up at Kennedy Space Center. But then I'm talking to you today about take care with peanuts. Tomorrow I might be talking about what we're doing with Apple TV Plus. It's just a pleasure and honor to work on a brand that has such complexity.
Yeah.
That makes it really fun and easy to do.
That's awesome. I mean, I also feel like that would be such a cool job. Maybe I'll come work for you one day. No, I'm just kidding. So, you know, one of the things that was also really exciting as we thought about this collaboration was, you know, continuing to think about how we could put a little bit of Peanuts, you know, excitement into some of our existing products. So if you're not familiar, one of our best sellers and one of my favorite products that we sell in addition to the Wishcloth is our Brightly Bowl Covers. So these are alternatives to plastic wrap and aluminum foil. And when I tell you that we designed these because I myself, after all of my podcasts and all of my just general efforts to try and get people to use less single-use plastic, I found my family was just using too much plastic wrap. You know, it was like we couldn't find a lid to the Tupperware, which everyone does that, right? Like it drives everybody crazy. Couldn't find it. And, you know, so maybe we'd use plastic wrap or sometimes foil, which isn't a lot better. And I kept thinking to myself, I can't keep doing this, but at the same time, I don't have a better alternative. And so I did some research and there were bowl covers out there. And so I bought some, I tried some, but the problem with the ones that I had found in the market were a lot of them were made of like linen or cotton, which is fine, but they're not that easy to clean. Like you can throw them in the wash, but they get stained pretty easily and they start to look kind of gross. So I kind of went back to the drawing board and thought, well, how can we make these maybe a little bit more user-friendly? So our version features, it's machine washable. So it, you can like literally put it into the dishwasher with your stuff, which is cool. And it's, the bowl cover has this, you know, adjustable drawstring. So you just kind of put it over the bowl and, you know, pull the drawstring. But the material that it's made out of, it's made of recycled plastic bottles, which is really cool. So it is a polyester. It's food safe. We made sure to make sure that it was, but it's just super easy to use. And I use that thing all the time. And it's also, we have a bunch of sizes of them. But the other thing I was going to say is they're fun because you can, if you have like random, like for instance, the other day I was making some puree for my toddler and I wanted to cover up the vessel that I was using and didn't have a cover. So I just threw the bowl cover on. So anyway, that was just like a fun product that we had come up with. And so what we did with Peanuts is we took that badge print like we talked about and put it on the bowl cover. So, I mean, I don't know about you, Melissa, but me and single-use plastic, it's hard to break up with it. You know, it just permeates every bit of our life, right?
It's true. But after seeing that bowl cover, the look of it, I'm like, I need to have that. And by the way, you know who else is going to want samples because she believes so much in saving the earth is Mrs. Schultz, Charles Schultz's
oh,
widow.
I love that.
She will love this line and she will love this podcast. I will definitely tell you that there's no way she's going to not want the bowl covers and all of the other items. They're perfect for her.
I love that. Yeah. And I mean, a lot of the stuff that we sell, like it just does have such an impact. And it's funny to say it that way, but it's true. I mean, and we like to say it brightly, like once you start thinking about this stuff, whew, it's hard to stop thinking about it. You don't want to drive yourself too crazy, but then you start to notice things a little bit more around your house. Like, oh, okay.
It's true.
Mm-hmm. It just starts to kind of plant the seed a little bit. We also, everybody loves wool dryer balls. If you're not familiar with them, they're a really great alternative to using those sort of fabric sheets that people put in the dryer. And we have them and they're shaped like Snoopy's face, which is so
I'm dying
cute.
To get them. So I did not know what dryer balls were until I met you all at Brightly. So yeah. I went on to Amazon and I bought plain dryer balls, and I've been obsessed with my dryer balls since. So thank you, Brightly. I now am a dryer ball user. But again, I need the Snoopy dryer balls.
Oh, absolutely. That's amazing. No, yeah. So if you're not familiar with dryer balls, yeah, you just throw them in. You know, the funny thing is, the one thing I'll say about them is that they work really well. So they actually reduce your drying time.
They definitely do. I've noticed it. It's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. So it saves energy, number one. Number two, it's better for your clothes because it's going to kind of soften them up. It's going to reduce static and wrinkles. But also, if you're not drying them as long, you're not going to shrink them as much. I mean, like let's be real. Like, we're not going to, you know, increase that. You know, we're not going to, I'm sorry, decrease that longevity of your clothing. But the funny thing about them is that when you put them in your dryer, it sounds like somebody's like playing like a ball game or something in your house, right? Like it's like kind of a little bit of a booming, which is hilarious because I always forget that I put dryer balls in and I'm like, wait, what's that noise? Like, is somebody, you know, like what's going on?
And I sometimes forget, and then I'm folding my laundry, or sometimes I'm putting on like my sweatpants and I'm like, oh, there's a dryer ball in my sweatpants.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
But that happens with dryer sheets too. So there's no difference. And actually you notice them easier than you would a dryer sheet. Sometimes you could walk down a street with a dryer sheet on your back and not know. So dryer balls are definitely the better way to go.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, yeah, two more products we wanted to give a quick shout out to. So, one on the topic of that cool material, like I talked about with the bowl covers, we've partnered with a brand called Kind Thing, and they produce these wonderful out of the same material. It's a long sleeve bib for children. And if you have not had a toddler in your life, you really won't understand what I'm about to talk about. But man, everybody kind of has the image in their face of children like throwing food on the floor and just making like a huge mess when they eat. And I was actually really surprised to know that I found these bibs myself a long time ago. And I could not believe the amount of moms I've talked to who are like, oh, this is going to be a lifesaver for me because I actually just strip my kid down naked basically to eat because they're so messy. And I'm like, are you serious? Like, there's too much going on in life. Like, life is too short to like strip your kid down every time they eat. So yeah, it's basically like a smock if you kind of remember art school, you know, art class during school, and it works really well. It's really soft. You can wipe it down. And so that one I'm very excited about for moms, because I think they're just going to love it. And then Kind Thing also produces these really super soft pajamas. So they're made of modal fabric, which is actually a fiber that's created from beechwood, and it's nice and sustainable. And when I tell you these are the softest pajamas, I mean they really are. I can't tell you how soft they are because I wear them every day. So we'll have to send you some, Melissa, in your size, and you'll be like, okay, I need them in every color.
I also live in Snoopy pajamas. Yes. Live in Snoopy pajamas even before the pandemic. But so yeah, I saw those as well. They look amazing.
Well, we'll have to get at your, because you're right. That was one thing as we kind of looked at the product situation, we noticed that, yes, it's a very common product that I think is created with your collab. So you'll have to give us like a ranking, like where do these rank in terms of all of the Snoopy pajamas?
And I wear Snoopy pajamas from all over the world. So the challenge is on.
Okay. Well, we want to know because that is going to be so exciting for us to hear. So Melissa, this has been so fun talking with you about the campaign. You know, curious to know, before we wrap up, and I like to do kind of the same question with my guests as we chat through things. But before we do that, I'm curious, like, is there anything we haven't covered when it comes to maybe the any other exciting things coming up for the Take Care campaign with maybe other companies or other nonprofits that you could tell us about?
I think, and I mentioned it already, but I think our new partnership with the Red Cross to get people to donate blood, that's also in April.
Okay.
So I think that's the next big exciting thing here in the US, at least.
That's so cool. And so is the, tell me a little bit more about it. So is the call to action is donate blood because we're taking care of each other. Is that basically right?
Exactly. And then if you do that, you get a t-shirt with Joe Cool with the American Red Cross. And it's actually a really cute t-shirt. And the Red Cross actually approached us because they heard about Take Care, which I love. I love that when people have heard about Take Care. And we're excited to support that initiative, even though it's the same month as Earth Day, which we're also supporting. We can try to support everything.
Oh, we definitely can. And that's why I'm excited that it's like Earth Month, right? Like, I think obviously a lot of like, and yesterday we're recording this kind of early, but yesterday was International Women's Day. But I really like it when people say it's now International Women's Month or like Earth Month, because it gives us like a little bit more time to enjoy these things. And maybe we're not all compressing everything into a day, but I totally agree. There's room for more things in April. And I'm going to have to check out that campaign myself too. The other thing that I think is interesting about that specific one with the Red Cross is we all kind of need the reminder to donate blood again. I mean,
it's true.
After the pandemic, I feel like all of our habits and things just totally went out the door, right?
I know. Like, I would like to actually not wear pajamas every day, but I'm still just wearing pajamas a lot.
Absolutely. It's a thing. Okay. Well, Melissa, the last question I have for you is one that I like to ask all of our guests, which is, you know, what is like a recent action you've taken in your personal life to better the planet? And what do you want to do more of in the future?
That's a really good question. And I have to really sit back and think about it.
Well, you talked about the dryer balls, right?
Yeah. I actually was going to say, I think the Take Care with Peanuts initiative has really spoken to me. And I really feel the need to start conserving and not, I live in a state where you're not supposed to get a bag at a store. And I try really, really hard never to take a bag when I'm at the grocery store, just shove it in. Even if it's my yoga bag and there's gross yoga clothes in it, I really feel like that's been something that I have learned to get better at over the last several years because of Take Care.
I love that. I mean, I do think it's so cool when you're able to have a career that, you know, really aligns so well with your values. And obviously I get to pinch myself that I get to do this every day with Brightly, but I love it that, you know, that Peanuts has just taken the Take Care campaign to new levels. And I'm so excited to see, I mean, obviously I'm so excited for this partnership to launch, and I know we're going to continue to do great things together even after Earth Month, but I'm also excited to just see, I mean, I just am going to continue to follow the Take Care campaign because I think it's just so meaningful.
That's amazing. I'm so happy. Thank you so much. It's such an honor I can't wait for the dryer balls, by the way. can't wait to have Snoopy floating around in my dryer. It's sort of like how Snoopy floated around on Artemis 1 around the moon. He'll be floating around in my dryer as well.
There you go. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Melissa. Joining us on another episode of Good Together. To get show notes and more, head to brightly.eco/podcast. Finally, don't forget to join in on the conversation with us on social, where I know you can find us at brightly.eco. Don't forget, we're all on this journey together, so have fun putting the planet first and stay curious.